This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Well, there's a lot of talk these days about drug prices, namely how to keep them under control. While many, including some presidential candidates, are concerned about profiteering, there is a bipartisan bill moving through the Senate that would likely boost company earnings. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Drug maker Eisai was psyched. The FDA had just signed off on its new epilepsy medication. With that approval came the exclusive right to sell it for 5 years. But before Eisai could, company lawyer Alan Waxman says the firm had to go through the Drug Enforcement Agency.
That took over a year after the drug was approved for epilepsy patients.
That means Eisai lost a year of exclusivity due to bureaucratic bottlenecks. You can imagine if you had a blockbuster drug on your hands, that could cost you a lot of money. The proposed legislation would start the exclusivity clock only after DEA approval. Kurt Karst is an attorney with Hyman Phelps.
At the end of the day, I think it is about a fairness issue, and it's a relatively simple fix.
This is one of those problems that only a small number of companies lose sleep over, but it's a gesture Congress can make to help those companies, even as lawmakers talk about reining in overall drug prices. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.